are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, welcome back to Locked On Spurs, the Locked On NBA Network. I am Jeff Garcia, your host for today. Also with the Spurs Zone News for San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. Glad to have you back. Hope you had a great weekend. We took Monday off, and we're back at it right here on Locked On Spurs. So what are we going to be doing today? Well, we're going to be going over some news and notes that you may have missed since the weekend, late Friday. Some little stuff kind of popped up. We'll quickly go over that. And then later on the show, we'll continue our season review series player-wise. And we're finally going to get to the veteran himself, Patty Mills. And we'll have guest Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast join on for that segment. And quickly, this episode of Locked On Spurs is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code Locked On, and you'll get yourself 20% off your next order. Make sure to do that right now. They got a lot of good flavors. You will enjoy them. So what are a few news and notes, a little tidbits that you may have missed since we last spoke? Well, first of all, the Spurs Coyote. Yes, he is back doing up to his old antics again, but it may work well for you and your kids if you have some. Staying home during the Halloween holiday, that is, you know, with the coronavirus, the pandemic, is kind of making people hesitate whether or not they should have their kids go out door-to-door and interact with people who may be infected. But the Spurs Coyote is set to make Halloween candy house calls. That's right. The Spurs will have their mascot going out and about in San Antonio. He calls it the kind of sort of super spooky Halloween candy drop. And the Coyote will be going to each and every household who participates. And not only do we get the Coyote appearance, you'll get some Halloween treats. You get yourself a photo op. It's a really cool deal for those parents that are just, you know, taking a little extra caution with their kids in this pandemic life that we're in. You want to go to spurs.com/coyotescandydrop right now to register and see what the prices include for his appearance. Good thing. I think it's probably the safe bet right now in this pandemic. What else did you miss? Well, look, we don't know what the future holds for Marco Bellinelli in San Antonio, but, you know, he's back in the gym and showing that the old man still has it. And I get it. It's the gym. Nobody's defending him. He's wide open. It's not an in-game situation, but he showed that he can knock down threes, not just from the three-point arc, but from beyond and relatively easy. I think he went like 17 for 21 in three-point attempts in this footage. And I get it. You know, a lot of Spurs fans don't want him in uniform anymore. But if there are still some Spurs fans that are holding out that maybe Bellinelli will be back, go check out the video. It's at Spurs Zone News for San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. Other news and notes. The NBA's Adam Silver recently announced that the 2021 season will not stop for the Olympic Games. And Spurs Zone writer Marquez Anderson wrote up that. You can find it at the Spurs Zone. And why is it so relevant? Well, because Coach Pop is leading the charge for the Olympic team out in China. Yeah, kind of a, you know, food for thought. You know, how will Pop handle that? Will he just go straight from the NBA season right to China? Will he take some time off, let the assistant coaches kind of run things before he heads on out there? Interesting times for Popovich and his future with Team USA. It's at the Spurs Zone. And finally, the Rockets and Daryl Morey, the former GM, decided to call it quits. But Spurs Zone writer Paul Saldana kind of posed the question, can the Spurs learn something from Morey's time with the Rockets? Not necessarily, you know, the failures there, but just kind of the bold moves, kind of the approach, you know, to coming to shaking up the roster and that those kind of forceful tactics, you know. And so Paul kind of took a deep dive into that and how that would look. Could the Spurs learn something from Morey's time with Houston? It's all there at the Spurs Zone. All right, those are a few news and notes to catch you up. And when we get back, we're going to be joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast, and we're going to be going over Patty Mills and his play last season. But before we do that, I want to quickly talk to you about rockauto.com. Look, it's one of the best places out there on the internet. You can get yourself all the car parts you'll ever need for your vehicle. It's a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. The prices are reliably low. You're going to get the same price for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Don't go spending up to twice as much for the same car part. And look, their catalog is extensive. They have all the name brands. They have all the specifications you need. Hundreds of manufacturers there at rockauto.com. Go to rockauto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck and write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the car parts you'll ever need. rockauto.com. We are back, and finally I'm joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Joe, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. And look, we're going to dive into the old man himself, the guy who is seen as the heart and soul of this Spurs team, Patty Mills. Joe, when you look back at Patty Mills' play last season, what are your general thoughts?
My general thoughts on Patty Mills is Patty Mills actually had a decent enough season with the San Antonio Spurs. Mm-hmm. He was pretty solid, you know, when he would come in and he would play, especially with that second unit. You can't say enough good things about him. He was more consistent in my eyes than one Marco Bellinelli, who you were just raving about shooting.
I wasn't raving about him. I was just putting it out there that there's some Spurs fans that are still keen on Bellinelli. Well, that could hopefully, you know, make them feel like, hey, you know, keep them Spurs. But I know, Joe, the overwhelming feeling right now from Spurs fans are get him out of town.
Yeah, he's just a liability on the defensive. And, you know, and it's kind of a sad thing because Bellinelli, for what he's able to do, you know, without moving without the ball. And, you know, He has these weird off balance, you know, shots that just seem to go in. If he would just play defense, Spurs fans would really think that he would be a really solid player coming off the bench. But as it is, when he's out there on the court, he's a defensive liability. And that's one of the things that you can't say too much about one Patty Mills, even though he's only 6'1". He gives you everything he's got. He plays hard and he plays good, you know, good enough defense against, you know, most times bigger and more athletic players than him. So you love everything that Patty Mills does out there. I think that's why Spurs fans are, you know, have him as one of their fan favorites, you know.
Yeah, Joe, you know, before we dive into the X's and O's, his stats, let's talk about his off-the-court work. Off-the-court, he's amazing. What he's done for this community of San Antonio during the pandemic, he was helping the city lead the charge into getting people to follow the rules and put the mask on, telling people in San Antonio to just follow the rules. And then there's the Mother's Day. Was that some sort of event, like the coffee event? Was it the coffee for mama, something like that? Just for the mothers of San Antonio. There's that. And he's very, you know, out and about in the city of San Antonio. He lives in Southtown. And for those of y'all who are not from San Antonio, it's kind of a hot spot, like a place to go in near downtown San Antonio. It's not in downtown, but it's really close. And a lot of bars, a lot of hangout spots. And Patty is constantly there hanging out with everybody, really immersing himself in the community. Joe, you know, we're talking about his off the court activities, if you will. I mean, the guy's amazing. What doesn't he do?
Yeah, like what doesn't he do? I mean, I think, was it last year, we're looking at his stats, you know, for the 2019-2020 season. I believe total, he had like somewhere in the neighborhood of 767 points, you know. Yeah. So his turnover ratio, he had 54. He had averaging like somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, 6 blocks, you know, steals. He had 53. He was pretty decent on assists. You know, I believe he had about 118 assists for the year. Rebounding, you know, I mean, he does what he can. He had 86 rebounds, but I mean, you can't say enough about his free throw shooting. You know, at least he's not a liability on that end. He's averaging right about 0.866 as far as his free throw shooting percentage, which means that if he gets fouled, more than likely he's going to be able to sink you down some points from the stripe, you know, which is something that is much needed, especially in close games and crunch time. So everything that you look, when you look at all these stats, even his 3-point shooting, you know, it's about 0.382, you know. So, I mean, he still can shoot from the three, you know. There's those games where he really lights it up and he goes off and he gets hot, you know. But I got to tell you, I mean, he's just a well-rounded, solid player. You couldn't ask for better. You know, he's one of these savvy veterans that the Spurs have on the bench. And I think, you know, he's probably the unsung locker little general there. You know, one of these great teammates that will go ahead impart his knowledge onto the youth movement now in San Antonio, which they couldn't ask for a better teacher than Patty Mills, you know?
Yeah. You look what he did in the bubble, Joe. That's where he really showed just how big of a leader he is. Not only did he decide to pretty much surrender all his playing time for the young guys to get better, he was backing that up. He was out on those Zoom conferences telling the reporters like myself and everybody else who was on those calls that he's okay with that, that it's all right because he's so invested in the young guys and the future of the Spurs. I think he's a Spur for life, John. I mean, barring some sort of deal where they need to throw in a contract, but you know, Patty Mills, you know, he's going to retire a Spur. And I think even if he doesn't, his jersey will be hanging up there for all that he has done. During the bubble, Joe, he kept on saying things like, we need to get these guys going. We need to make sure that they're getting better. Yes, we need to give these guys more minutes. Joe, when you're hearing Patty Mills talk like that, putting the young guys front and center, what does that mean to you?
Well, one of the things I want to circle back to is you're saying, you know, he's going to be a Spurs for life. I think that says a lot about him, you know, and his character. I would be a sad day if they did, in fact, trade him or he, for whatever reason, they couldn't come to an agreement. He couldn't finish out his career here in San Antonio. It'd be much like what happened with Tony Parker. You want to see him, at least Patty Mills, finish his career off here. Two, another interesting thing you said, too, is, you know, maybe one day he'll have his jersey retired. And that's a hot topic of debate among Spurs fans, you know. So we'll leave that for another show. But a lot of people have their opinions on that particular subject. But looking at him as a whole, and like you were saying, you know, what he does and it did in the bubble and how he helps this youth movement here in San Antonio. I mean, he's going to be an instrumental part out there on the court, you know, imparting his knowledge in real game situations, or like we even saw in the bubble, giving up his minutes so the youth movement, you know, can go out there and get some run, you know, which shows that he's just a great team player. He's willing to do whatever he needs to do to help this team. So, you know, now combine that with all the things that he's done for the city, you know, from a personal standpoint, from a charitable standpoint, you can't say enough good things about him. He's just been one of these very special players here in San Antonio, you know, and if nothing else, you know, I think they need to put some type of Patty Mills mural or, you know, have some type of charitable organization in his honor, you know, put up in his honor and, you know, have something that they do every year, you know, to raise money, especially like I liked exactly what you were talking about, how he was raising money for single moms here in San Antonio, which is near and dear to my heart. Because I was raised by a single mom growing up. So I know the struggle, you know, and I my hats go off to him when I see people in the media or in the spotlight, you know, sports athletes doing things of that nature. So can't say enough good things about him.
All right, let's get into some meat of Patty Mills's play last season. Let's start off with the offensive end, because that's what he's known for, Joe. You look, he's been in the league for how long already? You know, he's, what, 34 years old. So he's starting to see the backside of his career. But nevertheless, you know, he stays in tip-top shape. He's always sharing videos of himself, staying fit. He advocates for physical fitness, that being a part of everybody's life. So that being said, let's look at some of his numbers. Joe, his usage rate went up this past season. According to Cleaning the Glass, last season, in 18-19 season, it was about an 18% usage rate. Last season, Joe, 19%. So the Spurs did rely on him a little bit more last season. With that, there were some great benefits of him being on the court on the offensive end. First of all, Joe, his turnover percentage went down significantly. He was one of the better guards at taking care of the ball, valuing the ball last season. According to Cleaning the Glass, his turnover percentage is at a 7.9% last season. That ranked him in the 94th percentile among players. Why bring that up? Because in the 2018-19 season, Joe, he was averaging about 11.2% turnover percentage. Joe, your thoughts?
No, it just, you know, again, he's just a savvy veteran that knows how to play basketball. You know, as far as the turnovers go, that just goes with the knowledge that he has out there. And he just knows how to play the game. He knows what to do out there on the court as far as his spacing and his defensive presence out there as well. You know, he not saying that he's a lockdown defender by any means, but you just love the tenacity in which he plays with. He, every time he's out there on the court, it just seems like he's on it, man. He's giving you everything he's got, like a little Energizer bunny. And that's all you can ask for, because he knows his minutes are going to be limited. So when he's out there, he's just going to go all out and give you everything he's got, you know? And he was averaging something like, what, last year, I believe it was like 22.5 minutes a game, which is pretty good for a savvy veteran. You know, that means that he's still in Coach Pop's good graces. You know, he played 66 games, Jeff, so he's very durable. You know, you can't say enough good things about him. His field goal shooting percentage, he's at 43.1% for the year. You know, he was averaging about 11.6 points, rebounds, 1.6 rebounds, 1.8 assists. I mean, he's been in the league, what, for over a decade already? I mean, so you can't say enough good things about Patty. I mean, I just, so like you said, I hope that he stays a Spur for his entire career. You know, he's one of these all-around nice guys.
Yeah, and he's already shown that he's okay coming off that bench. And I get it. It was 8 games. You know, what's it going to hurt? He did announced that he was going to sacrifice his salary to Black Lives Matter groups and initiatives. And maybe he just wanted these kids to get some time. But if we push that to next season, if the Spurs do ask him, hey, do you want to come off the bench, be a six-man role? I think he'll be okay with that. We saw that he's okay with this last season coming off that bench. And I think he will be okay continuing doing that. We're looking at some more of his numbers, Joe. This is interesting. You know, we all know him as a three-point shooter. You know, a guy can just knock it down. You know, he was one of the better mid-range shooters among the Spurs. I get it. You know, the Spurs got a lot of mid-range guys. But again, we're looking at cleaning the glass here. His mid-range shots just from everywhere on the mid-range area went up significantly. He was shooting 44% from the mid-range as opposed to last season, the 2018-19 season. He shot 37% at the rim. It went up. He was attacking that rim, 67% field goal percentage at the rim, Joe. And even his effective field goal percentage spiked up this past season to 56% versus the 2018-19 at 54%. Joe, he's still showing that he could still be a pretty handy offensive weapon for the Spurs.
Yeah, his mid-range game is something that he should hang his hat on. You know, you don't always have to shoot the three. If you're open, take your shot. You know, shoot your shot, and he's been doing that. You know, he was averaging 9.1 field goal attempts per game, and the field goal attempt makes were about 3.9 per game, which is, you know, good all around as far as like, you know, hey, you just don't have to shoot the three if you're coming off a screen or you're coming off a little pick and pop, pick and roll action there. Just go ahead and shoot the ball if you have an open look. So, again, you know, in those 22.5 minutes, you get a lot of production out of one Patty Mills. Just goes to show you, you do not need to play 40-plus minutes in order to contribute to your team. Just make the most of the minutes you have out there on the court and give it all you got and play at a very high level. I think that Patty Mills exudes that in spades, you know, and I think some of this, the younger players need to look at him as an example of that. You know, don't complain about the minutes you get. Make the most out of the minutes you're given. You know, and I think Patty Mills fits that definition to a T.
Yeah. And continuing more about his offensive play, and we'll get to his defense in a while. He's just bringing that type of dimension to the Spurs on the offensive end of the court. He's a knockdown three-point shooter. We know that. We know he can hit those mid-range shots, and he can attack the rim. You like that. And he creates other opportunities for the Spurs teammates. You're looking at his assist percentage, 11% last season, Joe, in the 2019-20 season. 11% of the time, anytime he passed the ball to a teammate, that teammate made a shot. So that's pretty good. You also look at the fact that his points, I think it was the point per shot attempt, excuse me, via cleaning the glass. And again, you know, people are like, well, what does that mean, Jeff, points per shot attempt? Basically, that is the total points scored per 100 shot attempts. That was about 119.6 points per shot attempt from Patty Mills. That grew again from last season, the 2018-19 season, Joe, when he was at 115.4. In the day an era of the NBA where points and scoring is valued, Joe. He brings it.
Oh, that he does. You know, like we were saying, you can't say enough good things about Patty Mills. You know, and not only that, but, you know, you look back and see what he's been able to do and how he's been able to help the Spurs, San Antonio Spurs, win some championships here. You know, he's a part of that Harold era, you know, of the big three. He is one of the last OGs that was a part of that, you know, fabled Spurs dynasty with one Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker. You know, he'd be the last shoe to drop, Jeff. That would be a sad day for San Antonio Spurs, because, I mean, you look back and you look at everything he's been able to do with not only the big three, but also with this new generation of San Antonio Spurs player out there. And you just got to, you know, you're taken aback by his professionalism. And not only that, but his consistent play, even though, you know, you've had the changing of the guards and, you know, the big three era come to an end and you have new players in one LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan inserted into this Spurs starting lineup. Patty Mills has been one of the consistent players here, one of the most consistent players here for the San Antonio Spurs. So, again, I think he's the glue at this point that keeps everything held together, Jeff, because everybody just seems to love Patty on this team, and they just have nothing but good things to say about him.
Yeah, you hear post-game chats or even off-season chats, whatever, when it comes to Patty Mills, whether it be the players or even Coach Popovich or other coaches on the roster, they say, you know, Mills is the glue guy. He keeps everybody together. He is their leader, their veteran leader on this roster. Okay, Joe, let's go to shift now to his defense. And Joe, would it shock you that I told you that he's one of the Spurs' better defenders?
It would not be shocking, Jeff, because if you're a San Antonio Spurs fan and you watch the games, again, even though he's 6'1", he goes out there and he's just tenacious out there on the court playing defense, more so better than one Marco Bellinelli, who's Jeff's favorite
Joe,
player.
Joe, I was just showing the video of him knocking down threes. He's still technically a Spur, so he's not. So, again, maybe when we get to the Bellinelli season review, we'll bring this up more in depth.
Oh, I think I'm going to be calling sick for that one.
I don't think you'll make it for that one. Joe, I ran some numbers on NBA.com under their stats section here. And so when it comes to defensive rating, so I made sure to say, okay, it was last season's roster, minimum 10 games played or more. So shockingly, minimum 10 games played on the San Antonio Spurs roster last season, Patty Mills came in as the fourth best defender on the defensive rating side, Joe, 109.0. Joe, explain, why is he such an underrated defender?
I think, you know, he gets overlooked probably because not only of his size, but people just don't take him seriously, you know, as far as being one of these lockdown defenders, you know, that you hear a lot about, you know, and let's be honest, you know, when they look at lockdown defenders and they look at defensive players of the year, they have Giannis Antetokounmpo on the mind. You know, not one Patty Mills, but if you go pound for pound, he's like the champion of the featherweight division. You know, he gives you a lot in that little frame. So, I mean, like, again, Patty Mills is just going to go out there and give you any ounce of energy, anything that he has in him as far as his competitiveness. When he's out there on the court, he knows what he needs to do. And one of those things is his ability just to stay with his, you know, player that he's defending. You know, he runs up and down the court really well. He moves really nice out there as far as like his lateral movement as well, trying to go under or around screens and stick with his player, you know, as him being a defender. And you just love that. You know, he does not give up. He tries to stay in the play no matter what, you know, and you can't say that about a lot of players. You know, a lot of these younger players, in fact, they get discouraged, you know, hey, they can't get under the screen or they can't go around the screen. And, you know, and the defender breaks away and lo and behold, shoots an open three. You know, they just need to be more assertive. And I think that's the one thing that you love about Patty Mills is that even though he's only 6'1", he plays with a lot of aggression out there. And for that, you just, you know, can't say enough good things about him.
Yeah, quick clarification. When I meant to say minimum 10 minutes played or more, 10 minutes or more minutes mm-hmm. per game, not 10 games. So correction on that. Nevertheless, he's still one of the better defenders. I think even when it came to, Patty being a defender within like an arm reach, like 5-6 feet, I think he was one of the better defenders in the league last season. It's just shocking because the Spurs' knock last season was the lack of defense, yet it was perhaps arguably the smallest player on the Spurs roster, giving that edge on the defensive end for San Antonio. Continuing on about some more of Patty Mills' defensive attributes, Joe, his steal percentage shot up a tick to 1.5% this past season. Last in the 2018-19, it was about 1.1. Here's something interesting too, Joe. He kept clean, if you will, on the court. He wasn't really fouling too much. 2.7% of the time he committed a foul. That ranked him in the 73rd percentile of the NBA, according to Cleaning the Glass. Joe, again, you kind of don't think Patty Mills in defense, but he showed that, hey, he can do it. And despite being, what, he's 31, going to be 32 already. So the old man for NBA standards, I wish I was 30 still. Or 31, but the old man for NBA, I guess the NBA have a view, he can still do it. Joe, when you look at Patty Mills, he's on the roster next season, barring some sort of trade or something like that, but he brings value. How do you see Patty Mills next season in his role? Do you see him kind of furthering himself away from minutes played and becoming more of a mentor slash coach?
I can see him doing that, becoming a mentor slash coach, but at the end of the day, you have to do what's best for the team, you know, and if he's still able to be productive, why not just go ahead and keep him out there on the floor and let him play?
Yeah. The numbers show that he's not slowing down.
Yeah, exactly. So you would hate to go ahead and just cut his minutes away in lieu of giving those minutes to one of the younger players. But, you know, we have to understand that at the end of the day, the Spurs, what are they going to wind up doing? Are they going to embrace the youth movement and this is going to be part of that, you know, or are they going to, just like you stated, have Patty be more of that mentor figure for these younger players? And, you know, some nights, especially during away games, maybe we'll see, you know, some of the younger San Antonio Spurs players that we have on the roster get some of Patty Mills' minutes. And I believe he'll be perfectly fine with that. He'd be okay. And, you know, I think it goes to show you, too, how much of a team player he is in order for him to want to be able to do that, to help with these younger players. So, yeah, I think as he's starting to come down to the twilight of his season, he's starting to see, you know, more and more that his leadership and his knowledge that he has is going to play an instrumental part of the future of this team, you know, this franchise here. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens next season, Jeff. That's for sure, because this was an unprecedented year. You know, it was like almost two seasons in one, and now we're going to have another first for NBA fans here with the season starting mm-hmm. not in the month of October, but possibly in the month of December. So it's going to be interesting how all this dynamic plays out. But again, you know, Patty Mills has been there and done that, and he's been through some tough times with San Antonio. So he's just that staple, you know, he's going to be that constant player that you can depend on out there. And, you know, his leadership is going to, I think, come into question a lot this year, as far as him being out there and being that leader that these players actually gravitate towards and look for, you know, that mentorship role from him, and want to pick his brain more and look at him for answers, you know, in this trying time that we're coming up on. So I think he's going to play a big part in what the Spurs are going to do in the upcoming season. I just love me some Patty Mills, man. I hope he sticks around for a while, but the numbers have to be in the Spurs' favor, because remember, Jeff, he does have his contract expiring pretty soon, or if I remember correctly.
Yep. Coming up soon. Yeah, it definitely is. Joe, for me, I definitely going to see his minutes reduce somewhat with the Spurs having tons of guards on the roster. So something's got to give. You know, they got to free up some minutes, regardless. I mean, more than likely, as of right now, we don't know, but Brent Forbes will probably be going. Marco Bellinelli will probably be going. So there's minutes there. But if they really want to jumpstart this youth movement, maybe they kind of subtract. I mean, 5 minutes away from padding rule, I think he'd be fine with that. I don't think he'd put up a fight. I think he's earned the right to maybe say if he is not okay with that, or if he's okay with taking a secondary role, more so than what he did in the bubble, then that's fine too. And I think knowing him, he'll probably want to see these guys thrive, these young guys get those extra minutes. All in all, he's still going to be very valuable. You're going to see him in late game situations. You're going to see him out there when the going gets tough, when games are on the line, when they need a veteran presence on the court to calm everybody down. You will see Patty Mills shine there. When we get back, Joe and I are going to continue our chat about Patty Mills, give a grade about the old man, NBA standards, because he's not old, he's still young, and see what Joe has to say about why he's going to give Patty Mills his grade in just a few minutes. But before we do that, I want to talk to you about Built Go. Now, you heard of Built Bar. Now they have Built Go. Now, what is Built Go? Okay, well, you know those little pouches you see at the convenience stores? It's like a gel. It has like an energy. You kind of just, you know, kind of tear the lid and just like squeeze it. Yeah, Built Bar is now Built Go. Built Go is about a 1.5-ounce package. Fits in your pocket, your golf bag, your briefcase, whatever. Gives you a quick boost of energy and a quick boost of protein. I think it has like 15 grams of protein. Yeah, it's really packed with protein. It's good for those that are on the go and needing to get themselves into the gym fast after work or in a lunch break. They will power you up quickly. It's good to give you a mental and physical focus. And I've taken it right before my workouts, and I'm enjoying it. Three flavors, chocolate mint, chocolate coconut, peanut butter honey. All of them are excellent. I've had them all. I recommend you go and get yourself some Built Go. It's the best workout gel on the market. I promise you that. It's a five-hour energy. It's not going to give you a crash feeling. It's natural, so it's better for the body. So basically, Built Go combines energy gel with collagen protein. Collagen protein is fast absorbing. It gets to the system fast, and it's easy on the stomach. And it's loaded with good stuff to ignite your workout or just to get you going for the day. B3, they have a kick of caffeine. Everything you need. B12, I mean, it's really healthy. You want to go to BuiltGo.com, use promo code LOCKED, and get yourself 20% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKED for 20% off at BuiltGo.com, and let's go. We are back, and I'm joined by Joe Garcia. He's the host of Two Shots Podcast. Google Two Shots Podcast and subscribe to Joe's great podcast. Not just the Spurs on Two Shots, but also on Poodle Sports Essay, where Joe tackles everything in the sports world, including the Cowboys. Joe, how's that going for you over there?
Yeah, not too good. You know, typical Cowboys season. we do have Monday Night Football coming up, where they're going to play against the much improved Arizona Cardinals. So that'll be interesting.
Joe, the Cowboys season, is it done?
No, not by any means. It's not done. There's still a lot of football to play. It's unfortunate what happened with Dak, but we'll have to see if Dalton can go ahead and right the ship and keep Cowboys moving forward and hopefully remain competitive in the NFC East, you know, and who knows? It's the NFC East, so anything can happen. You know, if the Cowboys get at least 8 or 9 wins, they could be in getting a playoff berth. So, like I said, the season's not done. Anything can happen, so it's another typical Cowboy season for us fans.
And Joe, one more time, how can fans check out everything you have to say at Poodle Sports Essay?
They can check us out because Poodle Sports Essay is just the Two Shots podcast, but it's the Poodle Sports Essay edition where we talk about everything going on in the sporting world. So you can check us out at twoshotspodcast.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast, all spelled out TWSHOTS podcast.
Joe, it's time to give a grade on Patty Mills. We looked at his offensive end, looked at his off the court awesomeness, if you will, and his defensive surprising numbers. What is your grade for Patty Mills this past season?
I got to tell you, Jeff, I mean, Spurs fans will probably get mad at me for it, but I don't care because I love me some Patty Mills. I'm going to have to give him an A+, man, based on the minutes that he puts out there on the court and what he's been able to do given those minutes. Again, he shows that you don't need to have 40 or even 38 plus minutes a game to be able to contribute to your team while you're out there. He just goes out there, competes every time he's out there on the court, and he gives you everything he has. You can't ask for more. So He's a true warrior in every sense of the word. And what he's able to do on the defensive end, besides his small frame, you can't ask for more, man. He's the little Tasmanian devil out there. So he gets an A-plus in my book.
Yeah, I give him an A. I wouldn't give him an A-plus, but I definitely give him an A considering that he does so much that often gets overlooked. We mentioned the defensive numbers. You know, who knew that he was one of the better defensive rating number guys on the roster than, hey, it was Patty Mills. You know, we knew that offensively, he could still bring it. He did have some times during the season where, you know, he was kind of hot and cold, and that's fine. It happens to all the players, but overall, Joe, from his leadership on and off the court to helping mentor the next generation of Spurs to being there for the young guys and still proving that the veteran can still bring it to you on both ends of the court, I'm going to give him an A. And let's not forget, too, Joe, you know, it's going to be an interesting season for him next season. You mentioned his contract. You know, what's going to happen with him? Do the Spurs extend him? I can definitely see him taking a hometown discount to stay in San Antonio. What about you, Joe? You think he could do something like that?
I think he could do something like that if he really, you know, finds that, you know, San Antonio is his home and he's looking at the...
And I think it is. I think San Antonio is.
Yeah, his home. And he's looking at, you know, one of the last contracts of his career. He probably can have one more after this one. But if he takes a hometown discount and they get him for less years and then say, look, we'll sign you for another 2 years with the third year being an option, and then they restructure the contract and maybe give him a little bit more of a better contract in the final 2 years, you know, there to kind of let him finish out his career with San Antonio, I think that would be something that could be doable for the Spurs and Patty Mills. But, you know, again, you know, you have to look at it as a business from both ends. And certain players feel like they've contributed and they're worth a certain amount of money and they don't want to budge, and more power to them for that. You know, it is a business at the end of the day. So we'll just have to see if the Spurs and Patty Mills can work out a deal that'll be, you know, in the best benefit of both parties.
Yeah, he's due $13.5 million next season. And that would be his final contract season with the Spurs, the 2021 season. And then after that, he is a free agent. He'll be off the books. I definitely think the Spurs will offer him something. I just hope it's not too much, because we all know about the 21-22 season and that offseason ahead of that start of the season where the Spurs are going to have plenty of money on the books. I just hope that the Spurs don't break their bank for a guy that is starting to see the back of his career. Not to say the numbers show that he's declining. It's just that we know age-wise that's going to come faster than later for Patty Mills. So you got to think about that too. You also got to look at the fact that, you know, is he okay maybe taking a lesser role next season if the Spurs go full throttle on the youth movement? I think he will be okay with that. But all in all, yeah, I got to give him an A. And what about you? What do you think about Patty Mills? What do you think about him defensively, offensively? What would your grade be for him for his play last season? You can let me know by simply going to the Spurs Zone News for San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. Check out everything that is going on with the Spurs in this offseason. Yeah, there is no action. The NBA is done. But there's still a little trickle of some Spurs news for you to enjoy. Also, subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast. Just simply Google Locked On Spurs and you'll find us on iTunes, Stitcher. You know, I think they're even on smart speakers. You could just say, hey, smart speaker, play Locked On Spurs, and boom, it will play. Make sure to do that right away. Joe, take it away. Tell everybody how they can contact you.
Yeah, they can contact me via Twitter. I'm very active on Twitter most times. I've been a little busy lately, but I still try to go on there and interact as much as I can. So follow me on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast, TWOSHOTS Podcast. And I'd be happy to talk anything in the world of sports with you, all the way up to, you know, what's going on in pop culture, especially, you know, streaming movies and TV series. I'm always up for something new. So if you got any recommendations, hit me up on Twitter. Let me know what I need to look at.
Joe, you heard the Earth Shattering news that I'm going to watch the Skywalker movie, whatever, Rise of Skywalker. That's how much I hate that. I don't even remember the name.
Yeah, I saw that. So I think we need to have some side bets here going on, see how long you're going to be able to stand it. Because I say 10 minutes or less and you're out. So if you can stay through the whole movie, definitely somebody's going to win some cash if they make a side bet with with us while we're watching the movie with you.
I know. I think Zach Escamilla, he joined the last Lockdown Spurs debate, and he revealed that he's never seen Transformer movie 1986. And I say, what are you wrong with you? It's a great movie. You know, we all loved it. It's shattered our childhood with the amount of deaths that we saw in that movie.
Yeah.
But he's like, okay, well, I'll make a deal with you because I'll watch it with you if you watch Rise of Skywalker. So everybody on the show was like, what? And I was like, fine, yeah, I'll do it. So then now it's just about coordinating the time, Joe, and that's where you come in. You're going to be in charge of that.
Yeah, but I think we should have a bet between you and Zach. If you watch the whole movie, you know, Rise of Skywalker.
Man, I don't know if I can do that.
If you watch the whole thing, I want to see Zach come out on video and sing You Got the Touch.
That's the cheesiest 80s song, but it's so awesome.
It sure is. And I want to see him wear a Rodimus Prime mask or something. You know, you got to do it right.
Right. I know. All right. Well, there you have it. One more time, thanks, Joe Garcia, for hopping on this episode of Locked On Spurs. But for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.